Hi, this is Nicole Hemsoth, editor of HPC Wire, here with today's edition of Soundbite, our daily interview series featuring researchers, thought leaders, and newsmakers in the world of high-performance computing. Today we'll be talking with Dan Olds, an industry analyst with Gabriel Consulting. Dan is currently conducting research on how large-scale data center operators on the commercial side in particular are making key decisions about which technologies to experiment with and how those are finding their way into production. Olds is currently gathering results from an in-depth survey, the results of which will be shared with all of you to help better put context into the risks and rewards of new technologies. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Nicole. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Glad to be here. Although here is actually my office, so not so bad.
And here from my office also. So if you could, give us a sense of what this survey seeks to tell us about risks and rewards.
Well, let's see. Let's start from the beginning. What I'm trying to figure out, as we know, those of us that are involved in HPC, we all know that HPC is kind of like the Formula One racing of computing. In other words, the technologies that come out of HPC tend to be used in commercial enterprise computing, even personal computing, much like some of the groundbreaking technologies that come out of the highest level of Formula One auto racing eventually wind up in the cars you and I drive every day. And so what I want to do with what I've been trying to figure out is on the enterprise side, and not strictly enterprise, but in large data centers, has it changed over the years how quickly they adopt these new technologies? Enterprises have had the reputation of being risk-averse and being slow to get into new things, mainly because they supposedly have a mentality of it ain't broke, it don't fix it. They're sort of hidebound by a lot of old legacy stuff, things like that. My hypothesis here, and I want to see if it's right, if it's wrong, if it's partway there, whatever. But I think that the pace of business has changed, and that the benefits, the amount that they rely on advanced technologies and technology in general, has absolutely changed. So what I'm trying to find out is how enterprises look at things and how they're evaluating new technologies. And what I mean when I'm saying new technologies are things like in-memory databases, software-defined networking, using GPU accelerators or coprocessor accelerators like NVIDIA's Tesla or Phi. That sort of stuff that probably isn't on the radar for some enterprises, but for others, they might already be down the road with this stuff. And that's what I want to find out.
Okay.
Is that making any sense?
And so it sure is, and I think it's a great idea, and I can't wait to see the results on this because I'm curious about a lot of this also. So are a lot of the enterprise settings that you talk about really just commercial HPC shops? So if you're talking about Tesla GPUs, for instance, I know that those already have big adoption in oil and gas.
Absolutely.
And financial services. Where else are you looking? What do you expect to find?
But for to me at least, oil and gas, financial services, pharmaceuticals, life sciences, to me, those are traditional HPC customers, and they've been using HPC technologies for decades now. What I'm interested in is the non-HPC part of those folks, and of course the HPC part, but I'm also interested in finding out how enterprises like, let's say, retail, for instance, are using these kinds of technologies. Or are they using these kinds of technologies, or are they at least investigating them behind the scenes?
What are some questions that you have on this survey? And I've taken a look at it. It's detailed, but definitely worth the time to take. What are some of the questions that you think are going to get to the heart of your hypothesis quickest, or maybe that represent the broad breadth of your questions?
Well, it's not that long of a survey. It's probably 10 or 15 minutes. And by the way, you were talking about gathering the results. I am gathering results, but the survey is still open. And we're looking for, another so I'll take as many results as I can get, but I would like to get – I need to close this off pretty quickly. We'll have a URL up on your site where people can enter into the survey. And by the way, one thing I want to say with all the research projects that I do like this. I don't ever go back and try and sell anything to anybody. We're also not using the contact details for anything that's not associated with this particular research project, and we don't let any identifiable data outside of our own clutches.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that said, one of the things that gets us into this thing after the demographics and figuring out what kind of company it is and that sort of thing is asking what sort of new workloads, particularly high-end workloads, are they doing? And it's just things like enterprise analytics, modeling and simulation, real-time analytics, complex event processing, things like that, just presenting them with a list and asking if they're doing this now or if it's something that they're working on in the future or if it's something that just doesn't apply to them. And then asking how important these things are to their organization today in terms of priority. And as we move through the survey and getting into this advanced technology section, I present them with a, you know, admittedly incomplete shopping list of what these advanced technologies in my mind are. And it's like I said a few minutes ago, in-memory databases, software-defined networking or storage, use of accelerators, use of RDMA, microservers, ARM-based servers, FPGAs, and flash storage. It's not a comprehensive list, but I'm trying to keep the survey length down. And what we're asking about these technologies is, are they using them, or do they think that it could be useful for them in the future? Is it actually in production, or if it just doesn't make any sense for them? And for the technologies that they're using or experimenting with, what are they getting out of it? Is it too early to tell? Are they not seeing any benefits? They see some real potential, or is it a winner? This is also one of the offshoots of the survey, is trying to get a sense for whether real customers who have experience with these technologies see them as hype or as the real deal.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the most interesting aspects to this. I mean, I think things like Hadoop also, I know that mm-hmm. there's a component for that on there that will be interesting to watch. So you've explained what your hypothesis is in some detail. Do you have any sense of or guesses at what some of the findings you'll walk away with are at all?
What I think I'll find, and we'll see, because I'm not going to prejudge the results before I've done the spreadsheets, but I think what is happening is that the pace of business and the pace of technology adoption in business is increasing. It's this world of competition is getting tougher and tougher, and technology is one of the great levelers. It's also one of the great differentiators. There isn't any company out there of any size that doesn't rely on tech to enable their business model and to make it actually happen. It used to be back in the day, and by back in the day, I'm talking pre-1990s, that IT was a cost center. It was counting things. It was doing reports. It was keeping stuff straight. But today, technology is truly the enabler. It's what allows some of these products to be made. It's what allows a company to prototype a product fully and test it even without actually having to bend metal or make molds or anything like that. It's a huge, huge enabler. And our lives have changed because of this, and business has changed because of this in ways we don't even consider now. And I think that because of that, and because everybody's on this treadmill now where you're trying to keep up and get ahead and hold on to your margins, protect your markets, get into new markets, all that kind of stuff, that demands that customers, real-life customers, take a quicker and closer look at these new technologies as they emerge, test them, and get them into production as soon as they find them worthy of either helping the top line or the bottom line.
Right. And Dan, you've been watching this industry, the HPC industry, as well as the broader IT industry for quite some time. What do you think of this trend that's happening, and do you think it's happening, where HPC technologies now are at such an inflection point to move out to broader areas? Is that something you've ever seen happen before? Is this truly a unique moment?
It's happened before with particular things. I mean, for instance, let's see how it depends on how far back you want to go, but let's start at, for instance, Unix systems. Unix systems really first made their impact in HPC, and from there went off into commercial technology, and for a while there ruled the world when it came to scalable general-purpose enterprise systems. x86 technology did the same thing. That is, as HPC folks wanted to get more bang for their buck in their constant quest to get more compute and more throughput for the dollar, they started using small commodity systems. And that grew up to where that rules the world. Linux, a lot of the first real solid applications in Linux started in the HPC world. And I don't know that there are many trends that you could identify in computing, real technological advances, that didn't somehow, some way, have roots in HPC. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, HTML itself, I mean, the design of the World Wide Web as we know it came out of a guy at CERN. I don't believe, though, that he imagined that so much of what he helped create would be devoted to cute cat videos.
Well, I'm so glad it was invented partially for that reason.
For your cute cat video needs. Yes, of course.
I do have those.
I know you. I'm sure you do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dan Olds, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing what the results are. And again, you can find the link to the survey on HPC Wire, also on Enterprise Tech, our sister publication. And I would
really encourage anybody listening to this, if it's interesting to you at all, please go out and take the survey, and we will make sure that you get a copy of the results. And you can also call me up and talk about this stuff or cute cat videos. Either way, whatever you'd like.
Can I call you to talk about cute cat videos at some point?
I thought we had a standing weekly meeting for that.
We do.
Excellent. Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Really appreciate it. This was fun.
Thanks, Dan.